This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Lawyers for the woman accusing U.S. High Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her 36 years ago says she wants to testify before a Senate panel next week, but only if her safety is ensured. Chairman of the Senate Confirmation Committee has scheduled a hearing on Monday for both Christine Blasey Ford and Kavanaugh to appear in public to tell their part of the story. Kavanaugh is President Trump's choice to fill the vacancy of the U.S. Supreme Court created by the retirement of Justice Anthony Kennedy.
So we got to let it play out, but I want to tell you, he is a fine, fine person. And he's got tremendous support, I can tell you that, tremendous.
President Trump spoke late Thursday at a so-called Make America Great Again rally in the city of Las Vegas, Nevada. At least 44 people have drowned after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria in Tanzania. Officials say they expected the death toll to rise as the search gets underway. Regional commissioner said 37 people have been rescued, but that some are in very bad condition. World Doping Agency announcing it will lift a ban on Russia. The decision to lift the ban drew ire from many, including U.S. Anti-Doping Agency CEO Travis Tigert.
Of what type of global regulator do we want? One that truly has the backs of clean athletes, or one that is going to be in the hands of a few IOC sport administrators and be the puppet of those IOC administrators?
Russia's anti-doping agency has banned in 2015 after a WADA report found evidence of a large and sophisticated government-backed scheme to help athletes cheat on drug tests. Moscow denied it. This is VOA News. President Trump says the remains of two U.S. soldiers from the Korean War have been identified from among the 55 boxes of repatriated bodies from North Korea after his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. We get more now from AP's Sagar Magani.
They're the first veterans identified from 55 boxes of remains handed over by North Korea. Army Master Sergeant Charles McDaniel from Vernon, Indiana, and Private First Class William Jones, who is from Nash County, North Carolina. The president calls them heroes and hopes their families can have closure. At the Korean War Veterans Memorial earlier today, Vice President Mike Pence said the returned remains provide hope.
Be a vanguard of what's to come.
The Pentagon says it hopes to begin talks with North Korea next month about resuming ground searches for more American remains. Sagar Magani at the White House.
United States prepared to go on the offensive in cyberspace. President Trump signing a new national cyber strategy, calling for a more aggressive response to the growing online threat posed by other countries, as well as terrorist groups and criminal organizations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I think it is important that our adversaries know it and that publics know that our adversaries know it, is we have authorized offensive cyber operations.
The new strategy comes less than 2 months before the U.S. midterm elections on November 6th. Key security and intelligence officials have amplified their warnings that Russia and other adversaries like China, Iran, and North Korea may seek to use cyber means to interfere in the election. An international human rights watchdog, has accused Nicolas Maduro's government of committing some of the worst human rights violations in Venezuela's history. Amnesty International says the number of murders in Venezuela is greater than those in many other countries who have been at war. The report highlighted the violence perpetrated by security officials during anti-crime operations in poor neighborhoods. Here in the U.S., floodwaters receding in some places, still menacing others. Tired and waterlogged residents in the state of North Carolina, which took the brunt of Hurricane Florence less than a week ago, are taking stock of the destruction. This man's house was virtually destroyed.
We just remodeled this house last year, and now everything's ruined. So, looks like we get to do it again.
Florence also dropped heavy amounts of rain on other states in the region and farther north, including the area around Washington, D.C. In all, more than 30 people died from the storm, which forced millions from their homes. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.